Are you ready for some hot member content?
Oh my god, it's gonna be so hot.
Hot member content.
Hot member content.
Exclusive. We're back again. Exclusive hot member content. So we are, for the sake of this hot member content, we're already shaking off the shackles that the wedding theme has put on the show. So this is standard OG bonanza, baby, the way that you always expected it. There's no wedding talk here. We're just going to talk about volcanoes and Elon Musk and stuff. What I really want to delve into, though, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this hot member content, it comes with a hefty price tag. You know, the people the people that are listening to this, unless they're filthy liars and cheats, They paid hard-earned cash for this. So there's been a transaction. There's been money, you know, like a fistful of dollars has been given from the people to me and you. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be interesting to discuss a little bit what we're planning to spend all of the money on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had any thoughts, like, you know, with all of the literal tens of dollars that we're going to receive in exchange for this episode, because come on,
how much should we how much should we hypothetically bank on getting?
$1. Let's say between $100 and $10,000, somewhere within that range. That's what we're going to expect to receive.
We could buy anything from like a few domains to a small bad car that we put in different locations around the country at any given time.
I feel like if we could use that range, because let's be honest, right? We're recording this before the membership drive kicked off, so we actually have no idea how much money we're going to make. So I feel like a safe bet is somewhere between $100 and $10,000.
I'm on Craigslist typing in terrible car.
Oh, that's a really excellent start. Can you imagine what you could find, like, fluid-wise?
A lot. I mean, there are 1,669 results.
Under the search terrible car?
Yeah.
I think that there is a business opportunity here in attempting to help the people listing things on Craigslist how to actually sell their items. Listing your car as terrible is not a great way to sell your car.
Oh, I found a car for $35.
Perfect. What is it? Tell me more.
It looks amazing. Oh, no. He's written $35, but he actually means $35,000.
Well, that's stupid then, isn't it? Make an offer right now.
What's our maximum price for a car? I'm going to say $1,000.
Okay.
Let's see. All right.
I mean, his stupidity is our gain.
There's a lot of options. Some of them are quite nice. They're all, like, repossessed cars. Oh! We could get a
Batmobile.
A horrible looking van.
Ooh, we should get a van. The banana van.
It's gold.
Bavanza.
This is literally how it's described. The van was used for 3 years and is in absolutely terrible shape in the inside, but the van runs like a beauty and has not given us any issues. The AC works. And the all van right. has about 185,000 miles.
Let's back up a second. If the van gave you no trouble, why'd you treat it so bad? You know?
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Why'd they treat it so bad if it was good to them? They're not good people, Matthew.
Yeah, he says condition is fair, but looking at it, that is generous. But it does have full shelving and a lawnmower in the back.
Why does it have a lawnmower in the back?
I don't know. He said it's pretty good for subcontractors, so presumably.
Well, if it comes with a lawnmower and you're mowing lawns, then yeah, it's brilliant. But if you're if you're a painter decorator, I'm not sure how useful the lawnmower is going to be. Could you use a lawnmower to strip paint?
I think if you adjusted it so that it was just literally chipping at the wall, then yeah.
I just dropped my fidget spinner.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I've removed the word terrible from my car search, and I found a lot more.
You're just looking for the word car now. Yeah, I mean, that will find you just a tab more.
Uh-huh. All right, let's... Oh.
Maybe you should just search the word
Rolls
terrible.
Rolls Royce. Yeah, what comes up if you type in terrible into Craigslist? Craigslist feels like an opportunity for us.
Do you know I've never been on Craigslist?
Really? I sold
things. Isn't it Craigslist? Isn't that how the Americans
say it? Oh, yeah, in America,
Craig? What sort of name is Craig? C-R-E-G. It's Craig. Yeah. Craig is so much nicer sounding.
Or it's like Crag, like a rock.
Craggle. Craggle Rock.
Craig. Hi, my name's Crag.
And, Come on, Craig. It's so much nicer sounding.
Yeah, Craig. Like, Craig David in America would have been Craig David. No, it wouldn't be. That would be
Daniel,
his French name.
Daniel Craig. That's no name for a James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Oh, my God. So, if you just type in the word terrible
yep.
into Craigslist, first result, cars. The whole first page is just cars. So, what I'm pretty sure it's about is if you have terrible credit. Then that's what they've sort of SEO'd for. So these guys actually might be smarter than we thought.
Terrible Craigit.
Are we allowed to swear on this one?
No, still no. Really, right. Still no.
So I typed in a word that begins with S and okay. has four letters.
What does it end and in? Like, what is it? It starts with S and ends in T?
T.
All right.
Yep.
Suit.
first result is a S is a suit ton of bottle rockets.
Okay.
An Apple Watch.
Oh.
Tickets to a Cowboys game. A 15-inch MacBook Pro, and a collection of hip hop, R&B, and soul records from the '90s.
Huh. Why is this? I don't understand that mix.
What do you think it would be a stretch for us to make $14,200?
What do you got in mind here?
We could buy a Ford Bronco.
That sounds like a car me and you could drive. A Bronco.
Yeah, because we're Bronco buddies.
Yeah, we are the Bronco boys. They call us.
Yeah. This is a robust car. It's been redone. It's got a new engine.
Oh, wow. I mean, I hate old engines, so...
One of the, like, number one, it says 1973 Ford Bronco, restoration in progress, rust-free. You don't want rust, Mike.
No, I want it for free. If I'm going to get rust, I want it for free.
I want it for free.
I'm not paying for rust.
Not paying for any rust. Wait, so we really need to do... We need to think about this. Okay. So I think there's several things we need to back up. So now that Bonanza's Gang has actually got a point to its existence,
yep.
Does that mean we're going to start generating sponsor revenue?
Well, I mean, Matt, that's a question with many answers. There's a lot. I'll tell you right now, Matt, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen before the show gets sponsors.
All right. So we can't keep making jokes about suits is probably one of them.
No, no, not content-wise. We need the Bonanza Roos to start multiplying, and then we can look at sponsorship.
All right, so the Bonanza Roos need to have sex with each other.
That's not exactly what I'm hinting towards. Kind of in any way, really, but...
But if you think about it, that's the most reliable way for us to get more of an audience, because we know
really.
That they'll be...
Not really.
Well, but they'll be genetically predisposed to liking our content.
No, because you've got basically, at that point, we'd be waiting a minimum of 9 months for any new listeners. That doesn't work.
Yeah, but we got 12 months until the next membership drive, so...
Yeah, but that's a terrible plan. So, really, what we need is just more people. That's what we need.
I found an ice cream van we can buy.
That's what I want. So I have a theory about ice cream vans.
I take it back. I thought it was an ice cream van. It's actually a 2002 trailer that has been designed for spaying and neutering pets on the go.
You got that wrong. Wow. Wow. I'd love a 99. Like... Oh, no, wait, no. Molly. What is going on here? How could you get those two things confused? That doesn't make any sense.
You'll see what I mean. It looks very friendly from a distance.
Let me come and take a look at this thing then. Okay, well, it is not necessarily, doesn't scream spay and neuter until you open the preview, but it doesn't look anything like an ice cream van. And oh my God, why would you buy this? Why would anyone buy this? The horror that has occurred inside of this trailer.
It's only $4,000. $5,000.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
We could probably negotiate them down. Oh.
Why is there a Comcast logo on the trailer?
So, here's another idea.
Why is there a Comcast logo on it?
You know those little fun...
No, Matt, we need to talk about this. Why is there a Comcast logo on this trailer?
Maybe we found definitive proof that Comcast is a bad company.
It's like all over it.
Yeah. I've made a mistake here. So the genesis of this is that I went into the heavy equipment section of Craigslist.
Yeah, that
Sorry, Craigslist.
That is a problem.
But I found a deal.
Oh my god. 2002 trailer. AC. Generator. Two ends. Every space thing work.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
So what I found
is
two 2008 Bobcats. Do you know what a Bobcat is?
I want you to send me links.
Right. So what it is, it's $20,000. So I'll get that out up front.
All right. So
but
come on.
What I'm thinking is we buy this and we can duel against each other.
Come on. Oh, this is beautiful.
So
Keyless Start is like a really small...
aggressive...
looking
bulldozer
pickup, not pickup, but like
tractor
that is, and it has the arm that goes up. These are the ones that have the really great turning circles as well.
Yeah, and they like bump around a little bit.
Yeah,
and
like, I like that the end of this listing, call or text, God bless.
I saw that.
Because you're gonna need it.
Well, because these things, I mean, it's you're in a cage with hand and foot controls.
Yeah, man. Tooth buckets.
With something called tooth buckets.
New tires on one, 80% on the other. What does that mean?
It's got 80% of its tires.
What is 80% tires? Ready to work, 100%.
Uh-huh.
Keywords, gooseneck, backhoe, bobcat, bobcat, skid loader, skid steer, track loader, multi-terrain loader, John Deere, New Holland, Kubota, Gel Mustang. Now, I'm just going to say real quick that this is neither a John Deere, a Holland, Kubota, or a Mustang. I don't really know why that's in there. I guess they're SEO in this thing, right?
Looking at so like Bobcats, like a 2014 Bobcat, sells for $42,000. So we're getting two. Effectively at $10,000 a pop.
That's great.
I can't see why we wouldn't do it.
This is a good deal. I like this deal. We could really do some incredible things with a couple of Bobcats. Look how luxurious the seat is. It's even got the logo on it. Although it's got some holes in the butt area, which I'm uncomfortable with.
Oh yeah, they're called buttholes.
That's a standard issue of all Bobcat lines.
I don't want to cross the streams, but this would be a great way for you and Adina to enter your wedding.
Come on, look, I've said this already. This is separate. This is hot member content. This is a different thing. What else is part of Craigslist? If it's Craig, why is list pronounced correctly? Why is it not Craigslist?
Craigslist. Alright, so should we just make this episode we go through every section of Craigslist?
Yes.
All right, so I'm in the for sale section.
Okay. That feels like it would be a generously large section.
Yeah, there's a lot of different areas. There's a lot. I mean, so I was just in heavy equipment.
Heavy equipment is good. That's what they call me around the town, you know. Mike Heavy Equipment Hurley is what they call me. Here he comes with his heavy equipment.
Is that your stripper name?
Heavy Equipment. Heavy Equipment and the Velvet Hammer.
I've recently come up with dozens of new stripper names, and should have been keeping track of them, but
I mean, for the dozens of people you're gonna meet,
there's a whole section for bartering, so that could be good.
I need that. Come on, let's barter something.
All right, let's barter for something. All right, so first thing, a tiny sort of tractor.
There's a lot of
John Deere. It's John Deere. One of those pictures that where people bafflingly put things on internet as a picture, as a screenshot, including all right.
So here's the thing. If this person has a John Deere and they're willing to barter, I feel like we need to put them in touch.
But it's a tiny, it's a lawnmower.
Oh! It's not, is it a lawnmower? It looks like a child's toy.
It says riding mower.
I have a 2014 riding mower with 50 hours on it for sale.
He wants to trade it for another mower. So what if we buy the Bobcats and then we try to barter them into other deals?
We try and trade him Bobcats.
He's like, I'm looking for another mower. And it's like, well, I've got a bulldozer for you.
There was that guy that did like the red paperclip to house thing. Do you remember that? The guy, he started with a red paperclip and kept trading until he ended up with a house. It's a real thing. The guy did it. That's what we can do here. What we need to do is you start with two bobcats. And what do we want to end up with? Here's the problem, right? Like, and I know what you said here, and you're completely right. This person, instead of taking a picture of the mower that they own,
right,
they're taking a screenshot of a Google image search. Now, what is that telling you about the state of the mower they own?
It's like...
it's got to be just, like, covered in blood or something, right? Like, that's the only option.
I found an aluminium attack boat with camo seats.
I don't know why you say any of these things about providing me with the links.
John...
come on.
It's called a John boat.
So I call all my boats John. John boat. Maybe
my uncle,
just,
John boat.
Do you know why? I don't think that this is like a brand. That's just the family name of the boat. It's John boat. John boat.
John boat.
Boat.
Mr. John.
For sale. He knows Craig.
John boat. He's asleep in the boat.
Oh, you see now, come on. I have the title, but it's not in my name. Come on. Come on. Whose name is it in then? Jesus. It belongs to Craig now.
Oh, that was, I can't believe I didn't read that when we were talking about that. The timing, it was too much. All right, moving on. Oh,
dear.
I think I found 32 gallons of lube.
I want to move.
Oh, no.
I want to blow past that one.
I take it back. It's grout.
What is wrong with you today? Ice cream truck. Oh, no, wait. Hang on. It's not an ice cream truck. It's a pet neutering trailer. Oh, I found a gallon of lube. Oh, no, wait. It's cement.
I found a pool table. We could barter for with our bobcats. He's interested in trading it for painting and texture services, including epoxy garage floor at his new house.
We need to hook him up with the grouting lube person.
So we get the lube, we get the bobcats, we use the bobcats to apply the lube.
It's
grout. You never know if it's lubricating grout.
I don't think it is. I think it does the opposite. It's keeping it stuck in place.
It's good for...
Stop! Okay, we're good. We're done.
You could just bleep that. Possibly... oh my god. He's asking for, in exchange for his pool table, he's asking for someone to like do his garage floor or to build him a fireplace. But he also adds... I'm always interested in other cool guy stuff as well, golf carts,
yeah,
with and mowers, and then bang boom hunting hunt tactical Gibson guitar Taylor, etc.
Bang boom,
yeah, it just took a real turn there. I'm
cool
gonna send
stuff.
This one to you.
Cool guy stuff.
Cool
bang
guy
booms.
Stuff. There's a guy that wants to trade silver coins for a truck. Each one is government minted and worth $1 legal tender, apparently.
Why is this one sentence? Golf cart, zero turn mower, bang boom, hunting hunt, tactical Gibson guitar, Taylor, etc. Etc. What etc. could there be? You've listed like 17 unrelated things. I can't build a pattern from that. You know what frustrates me, Matt? This person is clearly... the smartest in the world, right?
Right, right.
That is such a huge home they have there.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Are you looking at his house now? Have you Googled it?
I found him.
Yeah, I'm
for
Google
a
Matt.
Reason
street,
that I will never video. Understand, right? So he's showing pictures of the pool table. And then he takes two photos of two of those dogs playing poker pictures. They're a part of the gallery.
Yeah, well, they're part of the deal.
Are they?
Yeah, because it's a full room set you get. Like, I'm wondering if
needed?
He's just... it says complete game room, pool table, wall rack, bar table, and chairs.
That's not
maybe
an
you just maybe we can, like, bulldoze the whole room out there in our bobcats.
I want to just say for the record, that's not a full game room. But I don't know why there needs to be... do you need those in a game room? Do you have to have the dogs playing poker?
I found the winner.
Okay.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Considering to trade my 47 Chevy Coupe. It's a chop top of an SBC 400/350 turbo auto trans. I just picked it up from having the transmission rebuilt. Like, so what's wrong with it then? Why did you have the transmission rebuilt? And now you're getting rid of it immediately.
All these people are saying the same thing. He says he's interested in trades for anything cool of equal or greater value.
What is this?
So, you know what's... I mean, Mike, I think...
What's a rat this rod? Is,
I don't know. But I think that's our entrance into this, right? You and I have access to plenty of cool things. Cool is a very... It's a very subjective thing.
Yep.
So what if we just offer him cool things? Like,
the worst
we
I
offer
can do
to make
is
him
say
cool?
No.
We could have him on the show. We could offer him that. He could become marginally famous.
Yeah.
I
don't like the paint job or the upholstery. But
well, we would use, because we'd be getting the car for free, we would then use the remaining money to paint the car.
Yeah.
You know what would actually be pretty easy is we could paint this to look like a tuxedo. And so, or like a gambling chip. Like the wheels are almost already there. Like a poker chip, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be very Bonanza branded.
Yeah, that would be good. And it's already wearing a tuxedo, right?
Brandanza. We can get a wedding dress.
Don't need that. That's crossing the streams.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Maybe we'll come back to this one.
Yeah.
Put it in my notes. It's I like the way it's written because it's written the way I write my tweets.
Okay.
It says, I have a very nice wedding dress for sale, and very nice wedding dress is capitalized.
That is not a very nice wedding dress, is it? Like, let's be real. My gosh, this thing is... Phew.
Make me an offer. Oh, this is more like it. Because I think what we really need to get back to is the roots of where we started with this. And we need to get around to developing our volcano. I announced recently, obviously, that I've resigned and I'm working on something new, but I have a bit more time.
Yeah, I have whole set of jokes lined up for the fact that you're unemployed and that's why you need the money. So we'll get to that at some point.
All right, that'll be good.
You can become a bobcat driver.
That's why we'll buy two of them.
Because you'll crash one.
It's a day bobcat and a night bobcat. If I had said that properly, that might have been funny.
Yeah,
but...
you've got to be on the offense and the defense when it comes to bobcatting.
So I'm in the materials section.
Okay.
And there's opportunities here for us.
Yep.
So there's racking. There's grass. There's wood flooring. There's cables. There's copper. There's propane tanks. There's granite. Like, there's a lot here. Maybe what we use the money for is to get A, an area to store things, and B, start getting the materials to build the prototype volcano.
Okay. What, like, would you mean like a science maybe project?
Maybe we build, like, have you ever seen those tiny houses? Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, what, the tiny house movement?
Yeah, so it's a whole thing, right? So
yeah.
People are doing these tiny houses, which are relatively inexpensive to build.
Well, if it's tiny, I mean, it's got to be. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. And so what we could do is we could build a tiny house and then cover the outside to look like a volcano. So we'll deck out the inside so it's sufficiently menacing.
Yeah.
Lava
flow.
And we make it so it's quite livable on the inside. Like, you can co-work there if you want. You can do whatever you need.
Mm. I don't know how tiny it can be if we're going to be able to fit it with all this stuff.
And, well, most of it's on the outside.
Mm.
And so we have...
say it's smaller on the inside? Isn't that the thing?
Mm.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is we could do a little colony of micro-volcanoes. And then... when we have enough, and when we have enough money coming in from all of this, from when our show becomes suddenly popular, we'll mash them all together into becoming the true volcano. Because I think what we've been doing wrong is that we've been trying to find existing volcanoes, but I think the opportunity is to build our own.
Yeah, I feel like that there is a... It's not a buyer's market, you know, volcanoes.
No, you know, people are afraid of them. People want to hold on to them.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like that, you know, people just want to keep them for themselves. They're not willing to at least trade for a couple of bobcats.
Exactly. So, like, what I'm thinking is we build our own.
Okay.
And we start with this membership drive.
This is getting in on the ground floor.
You're getting in on the ground floor. So, like, you buy some light fixtures and they can be like the Kyle Seth Gray light fixtures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like when you buy a brick in like a walkway at a university, mm-hmm. or something,
yep.
or in like a stadium, we're doing that, but with literally everything on it.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that creepy spaying van that was sponsored by Comcast.
The ice cream truck, you mean?
Yeah, the ice cream. So, like, they probably went to Comcast and were like, hey, would you sponsor our trailer? It's probably going to be an ice cream truck. We've just got these friendly dogs on the outside. And they're like, yeah. Here's, like, $5,000. And then they pivoted and became a spaying van, and no one's realized yet. And so that's what we could do.
We could do that.
I'm in the free section now.
Oh, well, isn't this... I mean, this is where we start, right? We start in the free section, and then if we know everything we can get for free, then the money can be used on the more extravagant things, surely.
So it looks like we're pretty well covered on beds and futons.
Oh, my God. Who... Oh, God.
Do you want to see something really horrifying?
Oh, God. In the beds... in the free bed section... On Craigslist?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I want to see it, Matt.
On Craig's?
Is it Craig's Beds?
Craig's Beds?
Does he call it a beg?
Beds with Craig?
Come on, show me.
I sent it to you.
I'm so scared. I haven't got it yet, which is good. I think iMessage has stepped in, and it's just like, nah.
It says delivered.
Yeah, on my side, iMessage has stepped in, and it's just like, yeah, we're not going to do this for you. Don't worry.
I've also found this one that doesn't really make any sense, but I'll send both to you. I'm going to keep them open. There's free pallets. There's free fridges. Free dirt is one I just sent to you. I think you could probably get that anywhere, but... it's available.
They have an abundance in some places, you know.
Uh-huh. Free player piano from 1911. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not getting any links from you anymore. I think it's just been shut down. I think we're done.
All right.
You know, I think they're just like, nah, no one needs to see this stuff.
I mean, what project did we launch last year?
The toucan thing.
Oh, bird internet.
Bird internet, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, smart home done homeowner.
Loads of things.
Yeah. Well, we're struggling this time.
Well, because iMessage has stopped.
What if... Are you familiar with Canopy? It's like a curated, well-designed version app that lets you buy things from Amazon, but it feels more like you're shopping from like a cool site.
Never heard of it.
Right. So what if we develop Canopy, but for Craigslist?
Well, I feel like it would have to be the opposite, right? Like, you know, I would want to create something which shows you the worst of the worst.
Well, that's not... Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, we create something called... Maybe we just call it Craig. Creg.
Yeah.
And it's an app... And also a voice assistant that lets you...
Oh, you know what it should do? It should do stuff like... It makes the mistakes that you would make, right? So it's like, ice cream van for sale.
No, what I'm thinking...
And you click it, like, and it's a spaying and neutering.
Well, what I'm thinking is it's like, you know, a lot of people use their Echoes to, like, reorder things they've already bought, mm-hmm. or, you know, do some voice ordering.
Alexa, and buy me marshmallows.
You can't say that. You have to believe that.
Oh, sorry. Look, let's be honest, right? I've just ordered some marshmallows, so, you know, I got us all with that one.
Right, so what I'm saying, though, is like...
Oh, man, it's playing some music in the kitchen. Hang on, this is going to help everyone. Alexa, stop. All right, great.
Did it stop?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, you trust your Echo to order the right marshmallows for you.
Uh-huh.
So what if with our new voice assistant, Craig, so you say, Craig, order me a bookshelf. Oh, no, uh-huh. Craig, order me a bed. And it just, like, behind the scenes contacts people for the free stuff on Craigslist. And
oh,
so...
Oh, God, all those links just came through.
And so what we do, right, is we find... So our Craig voice assistant just finds the cheapest or freest things that are in the near vicinity, and then we charge markup on it. So, like, we get everyone's credit details. Yep. They don't realize they're shopping from Craigslist.
Yep.
I literally just said Craigslist, but...
I know you did.
You're getting in my head. And so you go in, you say, I want a mattress, and Craig is like, yeah, that will be...
No, wait.
200...
No. We're doing Craig, right? And it's called...
Right,
and
right.
It's actually Craig.
Well, right? I think the name of...
That's the name of
I think
our assistant.
Yeah.
Craig.
Yeah. Craig. So Craig says, yeah, a mattress will be $200. Yep. And you say, great. And it comes to your door. Or sometimes you have to go get it from someone else's house. It's just how our distribution network works.
Yep.
And it's $200 to us. But it's free for us. So it's just a way for us to make a lot of money.
It costs $200 for them, free for us.
Right.
Right. They don't
know. And so it's incredibly convenient. We're providing a service for getting rid of things that other people don't want.
Yep.
And other people are getting the things they actually need. But it's cheaper than Amazon and whoever else. I mean, this is what Jet.com and all these guys should have been doing the whole time.
This might be the best idea you've ever had.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is, you know, what would be the name of the device? The assistant's called Craig. But as we know, like... Well, no, I think it needs a name. So, like, you buy an Echo and you get Alexa, right? Uh-huh. You buy an iPhone, you get Siri. So uh-huh. What do you buy, and, like, what does the object look like that has Craig in it?
It's a tiny little volcano.
That's good. I was thinking much bigger, that it's the size of sort of a chest of drawers.
That seems unwieldy.
No, I take it back. I have a better idea. You know what it is? It's a piano. A full,
like, a
grand piano.
I feel you had a really great idea, but you've really screwed up on the implementation.
No, because think about this, right?
No,
look at what Apple's doing, right? They're doing their little fuzzy HomePod thing. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we need this device to look great in someone's living room, so let's make it look like a microphone if a microphone was a ball.
And what greater looking in a living room than a piano?
Than a piano. And, like, you'll look so classy. It has great audio quality. And you can have it, like, play music through the day, and then you can just... As you're walking past, just say,
you talk to
Craig.
This booming sound comes from inside the grand piano.
You say, Craig, I need some skim milk. And Craig goes like, da-na-na-na, which means it's done.
There's a piece of classical music for every party.
Yeah. Yep. You see what I mean?
Wasn't on board. I'm going to say that I wasn't right. on board at first, but you've sold me. It needs to be the size of a grand piano.
Well, because I think the audience for this is extremely wealthy people, because I think they would be the easiest to they would accept it the most. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ordered a mattress from my Echo and, like, a filthy thing showed up, or I was told I had to go collect it from someone's house, I'd be like, this seems like a scam. But I think if you're rich, you might sort of go, wow, this mattress has character. It's all vintage. I like that it's getting me out of my neighborhood, yeah. so I can see more of the world.
Yeah.
And so I think they're very likely to be to have a keen affinity with Craig.
So here's my question via their piano. Right? Yeah. You know that like you have the big Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Echo Dot. You have the little one, right?
Oh, so you're thinking like an organ?
I was thinking smaller, Matt, not bigger. Along the lines of like a Casio keyboard or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of those ones that plays Happy Birthday? Yeah.
Or Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai.
Right, yes. So it's just like, Craig.
Did you have that keyboard at school? That had the program of Virtual Insanity? Yeah.
Craig, order me some gym socks. And it's like... Craig, what day is this? And it just starts playing Jingle Bells. And it's like, oh, it's Christmas. Excuse me, a wide range of price points we have here.
Yeah. You could go for an organ, you know?
Yeah. So you got like the Casio, which is like... call it sort of $10.
Cool. And then Tiny Craig.
You will call it... well, I think we need a better name than that. Because Craig is the name of the assistant. What does Craig live in? Siri lives in an iPhone or an iPad or in iOS. The Echo has Alexa living inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Craig live inside? Ooh. Aside from the object itself. Like, do we have an operating system?
Craigos.
That's what I was about to say. Craigos.
It's difficult though, to come up with names.
It should be OS Craig.
Yep.
That's good. Okay, so OS Craig, which runs on I don't know, what's the line of our devices? There's Echoes, there's Google, there's Homes.
Because what we have discovered so far is that it's all key-based musical instruments, right?
Right.
Hmm. What about... I haven't got a good one.
Well, maybe we name the device after our largest donor.
Yeah.
So you could get like a... You go buy a mini Kyle.
He's not going to be the largest donor.
All right, yeah. Well, you know, we think of something.
We've hit a wall, so we need to work back out of it.
OS Craig, yeah.
I like that. I like that Craig works on OS Craig, and then OS Craig is installed inside of keyboards of varying sizes. Casio keyboard, grand piano,
maybe that's just the name of the company. Keyboards of varying sizes. Covs.
KOVS. That's like the laziest way to come up with a company name, right?
Why don't we just call it the Cove. COVE.
Oh, it's perfect.
That's good.
It was a keyboards of various. It needs an E. We need an E word. Entry points.
Uh huh.
Will that work?
Uh huh. Yeah, that works. I mean, the only other things to begin with E are inappropriate.
Yeah, keyboards of various. No, you see, I can't. It's difficult. The E is hard. Yeah, this is one of those
edition
things.
Editions.
Yeah, perfect. Yep, no, that works. Yeah. Keyboards of various editions. Cove. They're the coves. What do you got? The big cove, little cove?
Or would you K-O-V. Name? So it's K-O-V-E-S. K-O-V, is that it?
Cut the coves. The coves. Right. The cove line of products.
Yeah, that's good.
But like, what would like the little one be called and the big one? You know, cove to go.
Cove to go is good.
Cove home.
Lil Cove. L-I-L.
Cove Deluxe.
Cove Deluxe.
That's
is
the
good.
Organ, right? Because I feel like an organ is more deluxe than even a grand.
Or maybe we do Cove 1, Cove 3, and Cove 5.
Yeah, 2 and 4 are like they live inside your mind.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking is, yeah, so we have, so like we, I think you can play the pianos, right?
Well,
like it looks just like it just looks like something in your house.
Well, also like you can ask it to play you any song, right? And it just plays you like a piano version of any song.
Mm-hmm.
That's the music streaming service built in.
Oh, and we charge for that, do we?
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm thinking? You know, what's become quite popular these days is, have you heard of Peloton?
What is that?
So it's, you buy an exercise bike, you have it at your house, and with the exercise bike, you pay a certain amount per month, I can't remember how much, and you can do spin classes in your house, but it's live with other people, and you're racing against other people around the world, sort of thing.
Okay.
And it's become quite popular because, it's like, all in all, it probably shakes out a little bit less than what a gym membership would cost, and whatever else. So what I'm thinking is maybe... You know, if we have the opportunity to get a piano inside everyone's house, that piano is a versatile canvas. It could be a lot of different things. Maybe it's modular. Maybe on one side is a piano.
This home spin class for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a spin class once.
Yeah.
And it's one of the worst things I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. Yep.
Spinning is such an extreme level of fitness that I can only imagine the type of person that would want to do a spin class is also the type of person that doesn't care about going to the gym.
Yeah, well, that's our exact clientele though, right?
But so then, like, if you're going to do something as incredibly intensive as a spin class, just go to the gym. Like, anyway, whatever.
So what I'm thinking though is that the piano is modular. You know, that's the big buzzword in the tech industry right now, right? So,
and VR.
What? Oh, yeah. So what if you had, you know, a VR helmet hanging off, there's a bike shoved in one side of it?
All the VR helmet does is just projects white gloves onto your hands when you play the piano.
Good.
And then maybe you look up and you're in, like, a concert hall.
Mm.
But nobody's there.
No one's there. It's very sad. It's a very, like, existential... it's a very existential organ piano / keyboard. So what I'm thinking is, like, what if you had a cycling experience whilst playing the piano and ordering various goods for your home?
I don't want to put bicycles into this.
Okay. Are you really that upset about spin class?
It wasn't good, Matt.
I went to spin class once and I kept kicking the person next to me and I
do that.
So
I
didn't
know how bicycles work.
Oh, so that's the thing. Like, I went. And, like, I didn't have the clip-on shoes. And you could borrow them, I found out later. And so I went and I did... you can turn the sort of pedals upside down. And you can sort of slide your feet in and sort of semi-secure them. But there's no straps or anything. And so I started to ride. And it was fine as long as we were sitting down. And then they're like, stand up, you know? And every time I tried to stand up, my left leg would fling out of the thing and kick the person next to me. And so I was cycling next to a woman and I kept kicking her right leg. And eventually, like, we were like half an hour in and I just left.
Yeah,
and I tried to go back again. And in the first 2 minutes, like, it flung out. And fortunately, no one was next to me. And I kicked the bike next to me and I just left again.
Fortunately, no one was injured.
Right, yeah.
We lost a lot of good men that day.
Yeah, it's been class. Disney bags in hand.
We were going through some photos the other day, me and Dina.
Yeah.
And I came across pictures of me and you going to Cyclos Coffee.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain it to her.
Well, she listened to the show a bit back in the day.
Not then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that, I think that was before we met.
That's probably true.
Or if it wasn't, it wasn't too long after.
Yeah. She's not a completionist then.
No, she's not.
Well, so I don't know. I mean, I feel like we need to do something at WWDC again. Like, I've taken a year off, it's changed location. We need a thing.
We'll do something.
I think Bobcat Jewel makes sense.
Definitely.
I think the launch of OS Craig.
The audience.
Huh?
We just have to bring in a big piano. But that's no problem.
Bring in a piano.
Wait, what do we call them?
It doesn't. What?
What is it? Cove Grand or something?
Cove. I think you called it Cove Deluxe, or was that the organ?
Yeah. Well, one of them.
Yeah, so we bring in Cove, and we launch it in there.
Perfect.
Hmm. And so we do an event. We bring our dozens of friends along. And that's going to be our moment, our comeback moment. We're going to do a fundraiser and we're going to sort of show off how glitzy and great our show is, and that's how we're going to get sponsors again.
Bringing it right around.
Right, so, well, because, I mean, all of this ultimately is about, you know, our scope used to be so much bigger. We'd think about how to take over the world, how to end up in a space race against various different executives.
Yeah.
Like international rankings of executives by how attractive they are,
mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth. And now we are getting back into that by coming up with a device that's always on and always listening that's in your home, right? That allows for us to have a 100% margin on everything sold. And so suddenly we're going to be flush with cash. And we're going to be able to sort of buy our way back into the big scope of the world, right? So I think we need a big party for that. And, you know, maybe we just use the Relay FM event that you guys will presumably do and just hijack it.
I'm up for it.
Yeah.
The Cove launch party. We have all these mm-hmm. banners that fall down from the ceiling, you know?
Yeah, and then we have like a Catherine wheel that goes off and burns the Relay FM banners.
Yep, that's me making a Catherine wheel sound.
Yeah, and so like the sparks go off. It looks great, but it also burns away all the Relay FM branding.
Yeah.
And suddenly, bam, Bonanza Pie. Or a Cove Bonanza, if you will.
Yeah, Cove Crash. Cove Celebration.
I just itched my nose on the microphone.
I'm going to take this moment, Matthew, to make a bunch of jokes about money and stuff, because that's what we're all about. But I want to just take a moment to sincerely thank the people that give us money for this show. I don't know why you do it, but I love that you do. And if you're listening to this, I hope you have any idea what Bonanza is. If you don't, God bless you. Just, you know, like the Craigslist person would. We do a silly little show and people enjoy it, and that brings me warmth to my heart. So thank you so much for supporting what we do.
I have nothing to say.
Great. Bye, everybody. Ba-na-ba-ba-na-ba.
Pa!